Chip Allen with a Hurricane Harvey update. As of this morning, we know of 9 pastors, 17 church workers, and 474 church members who have lost their homes because of Hurricane Harvey. Pastor John Salmonen of Epiphany Lutheran Church in Parolin, Texas, 6 miles south of Houston, says his parish was impacted by the wind and the floods.
Many of our members have flooded completely. Some of them have flooded partially. In our congregation alone, and our congregation is about 1,300 members, probably 400 of those members have had water and damage.
Despite the flooding, Salmonen was able to keep tabs on people through the internet. This led to the rescue of one of his members who texted him for help.
One of our widows, she's 73 years old, she texted me and said, "My house is flooding. I don't know what to do." And so I just put out a thing on Facebook saying, "Hey, one of our widows needs help. Contact me if you can and help her." And within literally a minute, I probably had 15 or 16 people calling me or texting me. And a member from the congregation was able to go over there, pull her out on a kayak, walk about a mile through flooding waters, put her in her truck, and then it took about 2 hours to go just a couple miles so that she could be dropped off at her daughter's house.
But even in the height of the storm Sunday, Salmonen was able to conduct a virtual church service with members thanks to the internet.
We had a virtual worship service on Sunday since we couldn't meet, and so through Facebook we gathered around the Word of God, and as I assured the people then, Harvey has not dethroned Jesus Christ.
Kip Allen, KFUO Radio.